This is an Equity Mates Media podcast.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mind.
I will say this about investing. Everything you do learn is cumulative. What I learned at 20 is
equity.
Welcome to another episode of Equity Mates, a podcast that follows our journey of investing. Whether you're an absolute beginner or approaching Warren Buffett status, our aim is to help break down barriers from beginning to dividend. My name is Bryce, and as always, I'm joined by my equity buddy, Ren. How's it going?
I'm very good, Bryce. Excited to be here for this bonus episode of Equity Mates. We've done a few episodes on tax, but the questions keep coming thick and fast, so we thought we'd do another bonus episode, and we've got the top of Australian tax experts joining us today.
That's right. We're joined by Tim Lowe, who is the Assistant Commissioner for Individuals and Intermediaries at the Australian Tax Office. Tim, welcome.
Thanks. Thanks, Ren. Thanks, Bryce. It's great to be here with you guys. Hope you guys are going okay in lockdown over in Sydney.
Likewise, and same to all of our Equity Mates community as well. Hope everyone's doing well. It's great to have you with us. We can't say no when the ATO calls. So we're going to focus the next sort of 10 or 15 minutes on crypto and tax specifically, and then touch on some common mistakes around tax time and a few tips for deductions as well. But I know that everyone in the Equity Mates community are doing their tax returns at the moment, and the question around how we think about crypto particularly keeps coming up. So given that Ren is trying to figure out ways to avoid tax on the crypto side of things, I'll let you kick it off.
Tim, I'll have you know, Bryce is completely off base there. but I guess if we start generally, you know, a lot of the questions that we get here at Equity Mates are around cryptocurrency. For a lot of Equity Mates, this is the first year where cryptocurrency forms part of their tax return. So I guess generally, what should all of the Equity Mates community know about the tax implications of investing in cryptocurrency?
Yeah, good question, mate. Look, like many regulators around the world, the ATO has had to respond to crypto and consider how to treat it under our existing tax frameworks. But one myth out there is that, you know, crypto is only taxable when you convert it to Australian dollars, or even not even taxable at all. So it's a myth we wanted to bust. And the way we see cryptocurrency, it's like an investment. So think of it like shares or ETFs. And so when you sell, swap, or exchange cryptocurrency, there are capital gains tax consequences associated with that transaction.
So, Tim, you mentioned they're swapping cryptocurrency, and I think this is a common question and something that a lot of people may get wrong. Let's say I am swapping one cryptocurrency for another. So I've got some Bitcoin, and I use the Bitcoin to buy Dogecoin. Is that in itself a taxable event?
Yeah, that's right. It is a taxable event, Ren. So, you know, if you dispose of, you know, the Bitcoin for the Dogecoin, you effectively disposed of one capital gains tax asset for another. So what you've done is effectively received property, which has a value, you know, instead of money, in return for your Bitcoin. And so what you need to do is effectively work out the market value of the Dogecoin at the time you exchanged it, and account for it in Australian dollars. So depending on the price that you originally purchased the Bitcoin will determine your effective capital gain. So if you bought, you know, crypto in April for $40,000 and then you sold it today for $52,000, the capital gain would be effectively $12,000.
So, Tim, there are plenty of stories going around in crypto forums about the way in which cryptocurrency is or could be taxed. You know, there's the for personal use or hobbies, treated as a capital asset or maybe treated as a currency. Given that we've got you here to settle this debate, in the eyes of the ATO, how is crypto taxed?
Well, generally speaking, right, you know, we think of crypto as investment asset, as I said before. So we regard it as a capital asset for tax purposes. And so typically speaking, capital gains tax consequences arise out of it. but really depends on your facts and circumstances. So as I said before, if you acquire the crypto as an investment, then CGT consequences would apply. But look, if you're, say, for example, you know, in the business of trading in cryptocurrencies, you know, the treatment will be different. So you treat it as income and potentially as trading stock. And so different tax outcomes apply there. So if you're, say, trading in it, you wouldn't be entitled to things like the capital gains tax discount.
I think it's important to note that when you talk about capital gains tax consequences, it's important to keep in mind that if you lost money on crypto, which we know a lot of people have, it's a similar treatment as shares, and you can claim that capital loss. So use it to your benefit.
That's right, Ren. So you can offset against other, you know, cryptocurrency gains that you made during the year, and you can also offset it against any, you know, capital gains that you might have made in relation to your shares or ETFs that you disposed of during the year as well. So like you said, exactly right, you can use that to your benefit as well.
Now, Tim, Bryce has slandered me at the start of this episode and said I wasn't thinking about paying tax on my crypto. I'll have him know that I'm holding long-term and have never sold crypto. But, you know, there are definitely people out there that might think that the ATO won't know if they own crypto. You know, it's in the name. It's encrypted. It's hard to track. What message would you have for people who aren't thinking about reporting cryptocurrency gains in their FY21 tax returns?
Look, Ren, what I'd say is this, you know, this isn't a game of hide and seek, you know. So, you know, while it appears that cryptocurrency operates in an anonymous digital world, we really closely track it and how it interacts with the real world. So, you know, we'll get data from banks, financial institutions, and the cryptocurrency exchanges, and we follow that money trail back to taxpayers. So we've got a data matching program with a number of cryptocurrency exchanges, which we've extended. We've had it for a couple of years, actually, and we've extended the 22-23 financial year. And using that data matching protocol, we've got, like, we collect information on cryptocurrency accounts, transaction information from all the various cryptocurrency exchanges. So this year, we've written to 100,000 taxpayers to remind them of their tax obligations this tax time. So we might have written to one of you blokes. but also, when you do lodge your tax return through my tax or, you know, using a registered tax agent, 550,000 people would have received pop-up messages just to remind them in real time that they've got to put in their cryptocurrency gains and losses, whichever they've got in their tax return. So we're interested in both the gains and losses as well, not just the gains.
Well, Tim, I think Bryce is breathing a sigh of relief because he thought he got a personalized letter from the ATO.
No, that is not true. I am one of the lucky 100,000 who did receive a broad statement letter saying that I have been trading crypto and to check if I've had any gains or losses. But yeah, I think it's unavoidable to try and get around this. And as we say on the show many times as well, you know, you paying tax is actually a good thing at the end of the day because you're making cash. So
that's exactly right, Bryce. And the other thing that people forget is, you know, it pays for, you know, government services like your schools and hospitals. So, you know, sometimes people forget to make that connection. But, you know, without tax, you don't get those kind of things. But the one other point I wanted to raise just with you guys was just around, you know, why we had these data matching protocols. Obviously, there's an element of making sure that people who aren't doing the right thing we catch. But also, the other element is really trying to make educate people around their cryptocurrency obligations. So obviously coming onto your wonderful podcast is a great opportunity to talk about crypto. But also we've got some, you know, fact sheets that we've produced, and we've got heaps of information on our website that your listeners can check out as well.
Nice. If you're interested, head over to the ATO website and check it out. So let's move on, Tim, because while we've got you here, we'd love to also just chat more broadly about tax. And tax time can be quite confusing for a lot of people, although granted the new, I guess, way of doing things through the government portal now makes things very easy. So we'd love to pick your brain about the common tax mistakes that investors can make and often do, just so that we can avoid them ourselves. So What are some mistakes that we should be mindful of?
Yeah, look, there's a number of mistakes. Like the biggest one really is around record keeping. I think that's the thing that we find people make a lot of mistakes, and that applies to, you know, things that you're doing in relation to investments, but also just, you know, if you're claiming kind of work-related expenses and the like, it's really important to have records, so receipts and the like. But when it comes to investments, I think what we see a lot of people doing is that they don't have those records, so they can't track, for example, their carry forward losses, which makes it difficult for them to offset against, you know, future capital gains. Incorrectly calculating their capital gains because, you know, the cost base, they haven't got the right cost base that they've used. So my advice to people would be just making sure that they've really, you know, they've really got those records in place. And, you know, some great crypto accounting software out there that people can use. In terms of other issues that we see people making a mistake in relation to that crypto space is just in relation to trading versus investment. I think a lot of people think they're trading when really they're just investors. So that's something that people should really consider thoroughly. You obviously speak to a registered tax agent if you're not sure about whether you're an investor or a trader. And that obviously plays out in terms of some of the tax issues that come out of that as well.
But Tim, if crypto is the number one topic in the Equity Mates community when it comes to tax, I would have to say number two is around deductions. There's a lot of confusion around what's deductible, what's not deductible, especially as retail investors. You know, most of our community have 9-to-5 jobs and are investing on the side. And so there's a lot of confusion about what counts as an expense. So let's go through some common areas that we get questions about. Let's start with one that has a pretty simple answer. Brokerage, deductible or not deductible?
Yeah, it's deductible, but in a sense, it forms part of the cost base. So when you sell or swap or exchange the crypto, yeah, you can claim a deduction, but it's through the cost base rather than an outright deduction under the typical, you know, tax provisions.
So then, Tim, what about interest on margin loans?
Yeah, look, that's it's a tricky question, right? So, like, if you're using a hold strategy with your crypto, you probably can't claim a deduction for the interest because you're not actually earning what I would say income, because what you're getting is a capital gain from the divestment of the cryptocurrency. Now, if you're, say, for example, staking the crypto and earning, you know, staking rewards, that's a little bit of a different story. So you are deriving income from that. And so, you know, if you are incurring interest on a margin loan to acquire that crypto, you can get a deduction for that.
What about if it was for stocks?
How do you mean, Bryce?
Like if we were to take a margin loan for a share portfolio.
Yeah, so for a share portfolio, again, it's one of those things in a typical share portfolio, if you're investing in some blue chip stocks, you're probably earning some dividends out of that. In that case, again, you're earning income in a tax sense, and so you can claim a deduction for the interest on your margin loans. Similarly with ETFs, again, if ETFs, you're deriving dividends and interest income from the ETFs, again, you can claim a deduction for that interest.
Just another reason for Australians to love dividend-paying stocks.
That's right.
So, Tim, I reckon this is a one that we get a lot of questions over, and I actually don't know the answer to this one. What about information and news sources? So let's say I, as a retail investor, subscribe to the Financial Review. Is that a cost that's deductible?
Yeah, another, you know, it's hard to kind of give you a black and white answer there, Ren. Like, it really depends. So if you're actively managing your investment, absolutely, you can claim the AFR. You probably can't claim the Sydney Morning Herald at any time. But with the AFR, you can. But if you're, like, say, you're passively investing, you probably can't do that because you're just not actively investing in the asset. Something that I also wanted to mention was just in relation to, you know, financial advisor fees as well. You know, so if you are incurring financial advisor fees in terms of maintaining your portfolio, whether it's got crypto, shares or ETFs, you can claim a deduction for that, but you can't claim for the deduction for setting the thing up.
Yeah, right. And then, as you mentioned, Tim, keeping track of records and cost base and that sort of stuff is very important when it comes to, you know, tax time. So what about claiming those sorts of costs when it comes to platforms like ShareSite that track your portfolio or subscriptions to other platforms that help in that space, or even fees that you might attract through brokerage accounts?
Yeah, so for all those types of costs, Bryce, similar to, you know, brokerage fees, you know, those platform costs and those costs associated with, you know, transferring from the, you know, the into the wallets, they're typically, you know, go to your cost base. So you can claim deduction when you do the, you know, disposal, whether it's, you know, the sell, swap or exchange of the crypto. So, yeah, you can claim the deduction, but it's a bit different to, you know, the interest deductions.
Well, Tim, we want to say a massive thank you for joining us today. I think I'm sure there'll be more questions that come out of this, as they always do. And as we always say on the podcast here, don't take financial advice from a podcast. Get professional advice. And I think we can twist that here. Don't take tax advice from a podcast. If you're unsure, speak to a professional. I guess as a final question, if people in the Equity Mates community have decided that they want to get professional help to prepare their tax this year, you know, they're uncertain about their crypto or anything else, do you have any advice for people in terms of finding a good tax professional?
Yeah, so like I think the key thing to remember here is, well, firstly, I would check the ATO website first, just to get a bit of an understanding of what you're looking at. I think that's always good to be knowledgeable. We don't have to do it, the tax return yourself. But if you are looking for a registered tax agent, the Tax Practitioners Board website has a list of all the registered tax agents. In terms of who's registered as a tax agent, and making sure that you use a registered tax agent and not someone who isn't registered. But my first advice would be, yeah, check out our website, get some background information as to what you're getting into and what the tax potential tax outcomes are, and then you're informed when you go to a registered tax agent.
Nice. Well, thank you, Tim. We've now got a direct line into the ATO. So should our community have any more questions, we're going to send them straight through to you. And you can take them, because as Alex said, we this time of year always getting swamped with tax-related questions. So hopefully this has been able to certainly shine a light on how to treat crypto at a high level. But as Alec and you also alluded to, Tim, make sure you speak to a professional for your certain circumstances. But as always, great to have you on, and we appreciate your time.
No, thanks, Bryce. Thanks, Ren. Take care of yourselves.
Thanks, Tim.
Equity Mates Investing Podcast is a product of Equity Mates Media. All information in this podcast is for education and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional finance, legal, or tax advice. The hosts of Equity Mates Investing Podcast are not financial professionals and are not aware of your personal financial circumstances. Before making any financial decisions, you should read the product disclosure statement and, if necessary, consult a licensed financial professional. Do not take financial advice from a podcast. For more information, head to the disclaimer page on the Equity Mates website, where you can find ASIC resources and find a registered financial professional near you. In the spirit of reconciliation, Equity Mates Media and the hosts of Equity Mates Investing Podcast acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea, and community. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people today.